You are listening to the Indie PopCon Podcast Award submission for 2018 for Live at the Blue Box. Live at the Blue Box is produced by Rob Southgate and recorded at the Blue Box Cafe in front of a live audience in Elgin, Illinois. The hosts of this episode are Rob Southgate, Chris Mao, Alil Kanika, and Scott Sammons. Also featured on Live at the Blue Box are Martha Southgate, Molly Southgate, and James Wilder. Live at the Blue Box covers a wide range of geek topics. Tonight's episode was all about Marvel versus DC. Enjoy!
Welcome to Live at the Blue Box. It is Marvel versus DC night.
Go Superman!
Boo DC! Boo!
I'm hashtagging a little DC a little.
Yeah, so use the hashtag DC a little if you want to write things about tonight. So let's jump into this thing. So we came into this without a plan. I'm going to start us off right
there.
This
is, hold on, shocking.
No difference.
Yeah,
this
anyone that's
normal,
seen our shows before,
way to do it.
Knowing that we're admitting it, we're already ahead of the game. So
we got the excuse that, we got the excuse out there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm going to give the full excuse, guys. So I'm in an MBA program, and
Lambulance.
I've had all these papers that have been due, and they're definitely frying my brain out. I'm in the capstone. I'm right at the end. But today I had to take a 4-hour test that they didn't tell us what was on it, but it is for the capstone for the master's. So everything we've learned was in there, and you walk in. Yeah,
wait,
yeah.
Hold on.
And the first question, not one of the words in that question has been uttered in any of my classes. So.
Says, what's wrong with you?
Sorry if I didn't prepare. I had to nap after that test.
Hey, hold on. But, if you were to put 1 minute into planning this, that's more than you've done in like 2 months.
Stop it. Not true. The other thing
very,
is.
Very true.
The
very,
other thing is,
true.
I also knew that we could vamp. Because we can talk Marvel and DC.
Hold on.
The like nobody's business. It's a hashtag a little DC, DCLL.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Did you say nobody is? Because Chris is a DC guy.
I'm a DC guy. I mean, I
Scott?
Like them both, but I'm...
I like some of both.
Scott like, but he likes everything up through like 74 because he hasn't watched anything past then. But
he's
true.
Just watching the Donner cut of Superman. Because that's the first time. Superman 2, I'm sorry.
No,
Superman
it's, the three, 2. It's the 3-hour cut of Superman 1.
The
and
TV
I still
one.
Haven't finished it.
No.
It's taken
weeks,
several
yeah.
weeks for him to watch 3 hours.
So,
which
actually,
hold on. You see what we're working with. Alil and I got to carry this.
Alil
like,
is hardcore Marvel. I'm wearing Marvel. I do a lot of Marvel stuff. I talk Marvel a lot. I actually go back and forth. I'm not talking the movies, though, because, man, I'm not going back and forth there. They have not gotten it right yet, other than Wonder Woman. But we can get into that. So I think what we should do is we should do maybe a Pop Culture Countdown rapid fire. You know what? No. First, let's take a poll. Audience, I want you to clap if you're Marvel or DC. If you're Marvel.
I see all of you. All of you.
DC. Look at that. My daughter said DC. How about both?
How about none? How about Doctor Who? Oh,
how sorry. About you? You've never read a comic book. These two.
How about Image?
I actually have read a DC comic.
Martha read one comic book. She read a DC one. She read Arkham Asylum. So most of you guys are with me. I like both. I like it all. And... Like, I'm watching, I just watched through The Flash. That was awesome. I just started The Defenders last night. There's Marvel. I have a lot of thoughts on the TV side of things. I have a lot of thoughts on the movie side of things. But I do go between them. Let's face it. When Justice League 2, what's the next one that comes out? Whatever the...
Mimosa's coming out.
What's
Aquaman's coming out.
Aquaman.
Is that next?
In December, yeah.
Okay. You know me. I'll be first in line to see it when it comes on cable.
Oh, that's not even true.
No.
It'll
no,
be
the big,
stack
the big joke
shame
for a long time was that I saw Waterworld when we started doing these podcasts a couple years ago, first time. But I'm not as far behind as him. Sorry, Scott. Sorry to throw you under the bus. I'm not really Chub Chub. So, let's do a pop culture countdown. Let's start off there. I don't want to do that one yet. Let's do this. Best superhero, and we've got to stick to Marvel and DC on all of these, okay? Best superhero TV show post 2010.
Oh, come on.
You want me to go back? Okay, Wonder Woman from the 70s. Do you want me to go back that far? But if I say post... Okay, what would it be, Deb?
Batman 66.
Yeah. Well, those are post 2010.
They are post 2010.
Yeah.
Unless
Arrow, Flash, and Legends.
Unless you
tomorrow.
Mean the John Wesley Ship Flash, because that would be.
I remember watching that.
Okay,
that was cool.
I'm going to open it up. It goes all the way back, all the way back, all the way.
Any
back.
Any live action television
superhero live action
superhero.
It's got to be Marvel or DC.
Star Wars Christmas special, holiday special.
Marvel or DC.
Live action.
B. Arthur is a hero to me. Huh?
It's got to be live action.
It's got to be live action. Guys, so many criteria. We have plenty of time tonight to get to.
So, are we talking
else.
Our favorites or
top
what
three.
Is the best?
Are we
like,
trying to come up
criteria
with criteria?
Here? Yeah, I mean,
this can is be, what I get
hold on,
in trouble.
Does it have to be live or can it be comics?
What are the best? What are the best? What do you when I say what is the
let's
best?
Just, let's keep it to live action instead
live
of
live action instead of comics.
Best
yeah.
live action
be Dark Knight.
Superhero, and it's got to be Marvel or DC.
Live action television
show. Television show.
Scott's got them all. Right. He's got 20 already.
Scott, go
and
ahead.
That includes streaming.
I haven't watched
and Shazam
a lot of
Ice's Power Hour. Go ahead.
We know you used to get up and watch the 45 serials of like Superman and Batman and Captain America.
Used to. That's what he's watching tonight when he gets home.
Is Flash Gordon canon for Marvel?
No, it's not. Flash Gordon is not Marvel.
Damn. Sorry, Tennessee. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, I usually stick to the animated one, so I can't think
I'm
of
so
a lot.
I'm so glad we came you first.
I'm going first.
Let's go with a little first.
I'll go first. The 1977 Amazing Spider-Man television show on CBS with Nicholas Hammond as Spider-Man was my live-action Spider-Man
in the top three.
Up until Tobey Maguire.
Was that the one
I still watch that
Electric
show.
Company?
No, it wasn't the Electric Company one. It was
that was my favorite.
Nicholas Hammond. Nicholas Hammond as Spider-Man, where he had a fight like guys who were trying to brainwash people, a nuclear warhead in one, a clone of himself in another.
Wait, this sounds like those early Superman movies.
Spider-Man and the Deadly Dust, where he went to China and was fighting ninjas. It was really bad choreographed, but it was
awesome.
What I loved.
You had my curiosity, now you have my attention.
They're all on YouTube, they're great. You can watch
Scott's,
them all on YouTube.
Scott's just open for a Godzilla appearance
they
in
are,
the background.
They are great and bad at the same time. Like, the costume is just terrible. But I love it. He shoots ropes.
Yeah, he
it's
shoots ropes.
It's a giant rope that comes out.
The other thing is...
It is awful,
him
but I
running,
love it. I
that's
mean,
awesome.
He's got these silver eyes like, with the little... I mean, I don't know what it
is. For me, it was him running up the building.
Oh, they had him climbing
it's
up.
The greatest
it's the same
thing
scene
ever.
Every time. They just transpose him on a different building.
Yeah.
And he's done like a swinging motion, like swinging from one building to another, I think in one show, and then they reuse that swing every week.
Right.
Yep. Yep.
There's only 13 episodes. They're one hour. There was a 2-hour movie called the Dragon's Challenge in because it was actually released in China theatrically. But I can't remember what it's called here.
Hey, can somebody sound the nerd alert back there?
Is that the nerd. One where they get the gif of Spider-Man like beating on the ground with a wrench?
Or is that the Japanese one? There's a Japanese one.
Well, there is
too.
A Japanese one also, which is awesome.
It's unbelievable.
He has a robot, and it's called Leopardon. And like,
it's unbelievable.
I'm not joking. So if you guys know the Power Rangers, it's because of that Spider-Man Japanese show that they actually created the Power Rangers.
That's not true.
That is true.
That's not true.
That is true.
What about Ultraman? Ultraman was before that.
Ultraman was fantastic.
Well, Ultraman just grew giant.
Oh,
Ultraman
you're talking
didn't
the Megazord.
Have a robot. Yeah. They,
plus, he had a coin.
Now,
of
do you know this to be fact?
Yes, I do.
You do?
I've done research on this.
You have done research? Oh.
I have. And it's
see, Alil's in a master's program. No, he's not.
I don't need to be.
No, you do research on this.
No, but so definitely check out the Japanese Spider-Man. It's on YouTube, and he's awesome.
It's really great.
It's got a great intro. It's so much fun.
Okay.
I will be looking at 41 episodes.
So I'm gonna switch up the criteria right now because of what you just did. We're going to have to come back to the original of best one. We have to make it our favorites because that's a favorite, and I get that. There are better shows.
Of course.
But that is an awesome one. So he gave us Spider-Man 77?
77.
All right. Who's got one?
Who doesn't love Batman 66?
Batman 66. Oh,
yeah. Hold on.
Number one.
The bat shark repellent is the best
Batman movie.
Yeah.
But they put in the series in 66. Right.
And you know what? I'm going to give Molly a shout out here because of how she's dressed tonight. If you'd stand up.
But that's not the purple 66.
It's not.
It's not.
But who didn't love, like, I waited for the Batgirl episodes. You know how I remember the intro? Whenever Batgirl was on, it would
She'd show up with her.
And I'd be like, yes! Love Batgirl. Love that character. Yeah.
Nobody can see you.
Oh, you're...
Stand in front of the camera.
There you go. Camera hog.
But all right, I'm going to throw in Jessica Jones is fantastic.
I agree.
So Batman 66, Jessica Jones, you're throwing a two,
You've done two. Do you want to do three? You got a third one?
You can pick it. There's all.
But no, we're going to all throw in three. Alil, do you
what was the Spidey
comic? The old Wonder Woman was always fun.
The old Wonder Woman. I knew that was going to appear.
Linda Carter. The one true Wonder Woman. I'm joking. I love the Wonder Woman.
I actually loved that show.
I still watch it. It's on Channel 26 The U every now and then.
Is it? Yeah, I haven't watched it in a long time.
I watch it with the kids. The girls love it. And I do too.
My mom tries to watch it too, but she hears all the snoring during it.
Hey, didn't she do Million Dollar Man crossovers?
No, not with Wonder Woman. Bionic Woman did Million Dollar Man ones.
Six Million Dollar Man.
I don't know.
That's like a car, $6 million.
Yeah. Okay. So Batman 66 is going to be on my list for sure. I'm going to say The Flash. I love this show. The new one.
How far are you?
He's almost caught up.
Yeah, see, I love season one and
so
a half.
So do I.
I think I fell out because of what they did for Flashpoint. I didn't like...
I agree. It got a little tough.
I didn't like their Flashpoint, and it kind of fell out.
The stuff, the recent ones that I've watched, I've really gotten right back into.
To me, I compare that to, like, because I love season one of Arrow. I thought season one of Arrow was fantastic.
Yeah, me too.
And then just like season one of The Flash, I think that the problem is they kind of like lose their path. I feel that that's what they do.
I think this Flash right now has that
comeback.
It's to me.
I've kind of fallen out. So
it's made more sense because it kept kind of recycling the same idea. You know, oh, it's Savitar, and now it's this fast guy, and now it's this. This time they've got the Thinker. Is that who they have?
Yeah.
Yeah, Clifford DeVoe. Nerd alert. But do you agree that this right now with the Thinker is really good?
No, I absolutely love it. I think the non-villain
is very nice. It is, and it makes so much sense what they're doing and how they're adding these other characters, and the Elongated Man, who I didn't think I was going to love, I totally love. So, Flash, Batman 66. Scott, you got another one?
Those two, Batman 66 and Wonder Woman. I would say the Spider-Man ones they had on the Electric Company. I don't know if that
was
Electric
yes
Company
to that
Spider-Man.
I thought that was Morgan Freeman for the longest time, and apparently it wasn't because I looked it up.
Yeah, no,
he
but
did
he,
the voiceover work.
He did the voiceover work, but it was not
him
acting.
He was on Electric Company.
Right, he was. Okay. That's.
And then he helped Andy Dufresne get out of prison. Terrible. Okay,
all right, so I got two more.
Not a single laugh.
I'm gonna go with season one. Season one of Daredevil on Netflix. I think the Daredevil Netflix series.
I think that's my best one.
And then if I have to throw another, I mean, I'm not putting them in order, but Smallville. I think Smallville is the best rendition of Clark Kent Superman I've ever seen. And I love that show.
All right.
I want to throw a way back to George Reeves' Superman because I think that
the old
ones, those are the 40s, right? early 40s?
40s?
40s 50s. Or 50s?
50s.
They were 50s. The movie serials were 40s. I think that the George Reeves was the 50s.
It was. It came out right around when those right after those cartoons came out with Max.
The Fleischer ones?
Fleischer, yeah.
Yeah, if we were adding cartoons, those Max Fleischer cartoons are incredible. Amazing. I had them on Laserdisc. Nerd alert.